You know, I wonder if people misunderstood when others were speaking on things like sacred geometry and stuff like that. I don't know what any of that means. Like, when I listen to music, I value the opinion of the artist when it comes to what they were saying, considering it's their work. So if people are just singing songs that they don't understand the value and meaning of, it's like, what? And then you see the imagery connected to the songs, and it's like, And then you're like, because what? I mean, really, that's where it is. I was like, huh? Like, what? Like, what? If you don't understand why everything has happened, look to yourself first. Then evaluate your neighborhood without judgment. Then you realize, oh, there's just a whole lot of different humans in one place. I'm not sure why it never occurred to people that as animals have different life cycles, so do other types of humanoid or mankind type people. Like, it's wrong to start making rules on what is a person when all people have the basic tendencies of talking, you know, or communicating in a way to know that another human is a human, and then to know a child from a young adult, from a teenager, just from accordance to what the general public sees as, you know, features of understanding without getting too close, you know. That's also, people are fooled into having adults being able to do certain things that children do because they're smaller, or children being able to get away with saying that they're adults because they're bigger. And really, that's the only thing. Because everybody's silly. You know, we're all babies here. Almost all of us. Especially me, I tell you. And that's kind of hilarious considering I am apparently not a baby. And I didn't want to be. I have never wanted to be, and I hated getting treated like that. That's what made me feel a little imposterish in the first place, because I was so hilarious. And also, in order that things felt chaotic around me when they weren't moving constantly. But I think that's what caused me to spasm. And literally, I also wanted to be reckless, and I should have been more reckless when I was a child, because I was so sick. But I was only sick because people really hated me. Like, that's so messed up, you guys. Like, how can you wish bad things on babies? Like, on kids. Like, we had so much fun. Like, the ones of us that just wanted to live our lives. But it was, like, always someone there ready to just mess up everything for no reason. And then it seeps into your blood. And I remember one of them made us do a blood pack. We did a blood pack. I don't think it was me on 222. I was always nervous about stuff like that. But I would do certain things anyway. And it wasn't really out of influence. It always felt out of force, internal mostly. But oftentimes from the external because of sadness. I don't have that pull and push, though. Like, I haven't had it since I let go of other people. The more I let go of other people, the more those entities couldn't hold me. So whatever grabbed onto me by the time I turned 12 was because I didn't know confirmation. If I had known confirmation, then I probably wouldn't have fell from any kind of graces. But no one was willing to, or, well, my parents didn't notice, first of all, because remember, they did not grow up in the church, so my dad was still learning at that time, even though he was an elder. But, like, for me, I knew that I was avoiding things, you know? I didn't care, because I didn't want them to tell me anything. I was so fed up with church. You see what I'm saying? I wanted to experience life and not pay attention to what anyone else told me this time. Because I knew in my heart that I had done this already. And it didn't feel good the first time. And I don't know what happened. and I was determined not to do it again. But then I ended up, like, it was like as I kept getting older, I realized that's why I decided to stop, because I didn't care anymore. And I'm like, oh, this is the Hunger Games. What? That's what the Hunger Games is? Who read that book? You know, so then I'm realizing, like, all of these adults constantly blaming, you know, the next person's mouth for what their children have done, right? What their children have done. And I'm like, yo, and then other parents are implanting that fear in it, instilling that fear on their children because of what these other people's children have done, when they should be talking about that stuff in their household. Like, it should be a private conversation, not national news. Like, y'all deliver things so incorrectly, snakeish, but you want to call somebody else something like that. When, yeah, I'll be there. Snakes are strong. What you mean? Power to the peoples. Me and my shadow. Oh, yeah. Me and my shadow are dancing with the sea. Me and my shadow are free. So whatever wish you were wishing upon, whatever you once wished on, it was heard through the birds. Understand, eyes of men, ooh, don't you see? This is B-E-R-R-V. Thank you.